is Vectis Radio.
Now, I'm kind of looking forward to this. I'm kind of dreading it as well. All right. we have Jamie in the studio.
Hello.
And we also have Mason.
What's up?
And we have Jack in as well.
Hi.
See, Jack's just normal. Hey, Jack. And before we get onto the subject, I say what's really nice about you guys is that you've asked some pretty direct questions. I've never been asked by a 12-year-old before. Go on, ask. Go on. Just repeat what you said to me.
What have you been doing for the rest of your life?
No. That led on. That led on from what you asked me. The first direct question you asked was...
I don't remember.
Do you vote Conservative?
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, I'm a Labour lover. Yeah, Conservatives are, let's just say, not good.
We were discussing you yesterday. Because, funny enough, I go home and my wife will say, so what did you do today? And I say, don't ask. Don't ask. And she said, did you have students in? Yes, I had students in. So who was in today? I said there was a little guy who bullies me.
That would be me.
And I said Jack is the one that's sort of on the same level as I am. He's kind of what I call normal. And then you've got Jamie. Now Jamie, I said wait for it. I said Jamie is like into classical music, and I said I chucked a script at him today. And within 30 seconds, he had turned it into he'd worded it and voiced it, and it was done. And I said, but he asks these direct questions. Like, I'm going to go over. So, do you vote Conservative, is what you said. And anyway, we had this discussion about you three last night. And I kind of wake up having nightmares. Oh, crikey, they're coming back tomorrow. And tonight I won't have to have that same nightmare. I'm only joking, by the way. It's nice to be asked those questions that people don't very often ask. And why not? Again, this is what it's all about, is communication. And I think, you know, that is important for us all to be able to communicate. Now, we've got three guys in the studio that communicate in various different ways. Don't we, Mason?
Certainly, Ian. MacBook Pro.
Thank you. Anyway, shall we start what we're going to actually talk about? So, Jamie, was this your idea, or did you all come together and agree on something?
Well, Jack decided to write a list down. That's how it all started. And then Mason and me narrowed them down when Jack was in live yesterday. And then when we narrowed them down, we summarised them as school restrictions.
Okay.
And that's how it led from there.
And just to recap, I said to the wife, I said this lad's got such a an eloquent way of speaking. And what I heard yesterday was, you know, and I had you down coming from a posh family. This honestly, forgive me for judging, but you know, that's what I thought. I thought posh family and so on. And then somebody mentioned Bob Seeley yesterday, and you said those immortal words, why would anyone on the Isle of Wight vote Conservative? And my wife couldn't believe that. And there you are today. Do you vote Conservative?
I might sound posh, but I'm definitely not.
Well, you say you're Labour. Family all Labour as well?
Pretty much.
So maybe that will change when you sort of, you know, spread your wings and
get
see
more
life.
Money.
You see life differently. It might do. But anyway, it's nice to have you all on the show today. We are going to be talking about schools, and just outline it for us, Jack.
So we got school restrictions. So we got stuff like school transport, and we got
causes which consequence should they get.
Okay.
And uniform.
Let's start with school transport, because let's just recap. Because about an hour ago, maybe 2 hours ago, we said, you know, this is how stupid things are, and this needs looking at. This needs addressing. This is a ridiculous situation. People are talking about the BBC at the moment, and everyone's focused on the BBC and the wages and so on and so forth. But this is right, this is right on our doorstep here on the Isle of Wight. We have so much stupidity. Do you want to just outline the story?
So, yeah, I'll go over the story again, yeah? we've got me and my brother, we live in the same house, and we've both got different things that we've got to do. He's got to pay for the bus and I don't, because apparently the catchment area has moved, but the school hasn't moved, we haven't moved or anything. But it's, I think it's just completely silly. It shouldn't.
Okay, let's just point out, because there might be people asking the question now, do you live in the same house?
Yeah.
You go to the same school?
Yeah.
Is his bedroom outside of the catchment?
No, do you live in the same bedroom?
Same bedroom. So you live, so
not the same bed.
So it's just totally ridiculous. You got two, and the other thing that people might say, well, how old are you? Is there a big difference? Are you 16, 17? No, you are
14.
And we've established that your brother is now 12.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 14, your brother's 12, you live in the same house and you go to the same school. He goes to Medina as well. And you have to come in from Ventnor, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you come in from Ventnor every day. He has to pay for his bus, which is £90. This is the thing we should get to.
£90 a term.
£90 a term. So your mum and dad or your family have to find £90 a term to come into school, whereas you don't. And you're on the same... I mean, you're sitting on the same chairs, same seats, same bus. Is it the same bus?
Yeah. And then we've got my sister coming up next year.
And she's going to have to pay as well?
Yeah.
How ridiculous. How absolute... What's your thoughts on that?
Well, if you think that, in a year, that's £270 a year.
Hang on a minute.
Because there's three terms in the school.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're
right,
good at maths.
Yeah, he is very good at maths, yeah.
Well, thanks.
And that's per child, yeah?
Per child.
So, go on, do the maths. Times that by two.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
540? 40, yeah.
£540. Now we're making this situation look a little bit more, you know, annoying than it is from the surface. Okay, you think, okay, two people got... Well, they got to pay, they haven't... They're brothers, they live in the same house. They go to the same school, coming from the same house, and so on. That's ridiculous. But the more you unwind this, the more you think, well, how totally outrageous this is. You've got to pay someone's got to pay £540 to get a child to school. That's so wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, and, well, I've seen this thing on Facebook this morning as I woke up, and it just tipped me over the edge, because if your parent drives you into school, apparently you can actually get fined for dropping your child off at the gates of a school now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't get that at all. That's tipped you over the edge. When you say tipped you over the edge, slightly concerned, you're okay.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
It's like, made you angry. It's made you a little bit angry.
Yeah, because they're saying... They're pretty much making you have to pay to get to school either way. Yeah. Unless you're walking or cycling, you have to pay to get to school.
So they want to make money out of you going to school.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like from the outside.
It's like a business
wrong?
Now, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like that. It to me.
Because I swear we're meant to have a free education. Yeah. So we're meant to have a free education. And basically, to me, it feels like that we're meant to have free education, but they think, yes, they should have a free education, but we still want to make money, whatever.
Well, that's what it sounds like, but just levelling up a little bit, and I've never understood this, having gone to the same school you went to and went to school with the same kind of kids that came from Ventnor and Wroxall and have to spend an hour on a bus every day, is there an alternative? Is there a school closer to you that you could use? Like now there is it the Ventnor Free School? Could you go to that school?
Well, I would, but it's just... My brother, he's actually been pretty much rejected from that school because he's got... I don't think he's going to like me saying this, but...
Well, hang on, just before you do, just say he can't go or doesn't want to go to that school. That's fine. We don't have to go into detail on that, and we don't. Yeah. I don't want you to go into detail now. I don't want your brother to feel awkward, or you either. So just say, for instance, you've got a choice, you could go to that school, but the choice has been taken away. So you can't go to that school. So is there another school that's close by that you could go to? I.e., is Sandown closer, and would it be cheaper?
Well, that's the thing. It's since I've been growing up, I've been wanting to go to Medina. It's just the way it's been.
So you choose what school you went to.
Yeah.
And before you, I mean, you're now 14, so that school, that free school that we're talking about, would that have set up after the time you decided that you were going to go to Medina, or was it roughly the same time?
No, the highest year is the same year that I'm in.
So you could have gone to that school if you wanted to, but you chose Medina.
Yeah.
Can I ask why you chose Medina?
Because there's more facilities, and you've got, like, there's more different types of lessons. Like, at the free school, they don't do things hands-on, which is why my brother's not went, because he's a hands-on person. He will learn hands-on.
Okay.
And, well, I've wanted to get into photography now, and I wouldn't have been able to do that there, because they don't do things like that.
Okay, so would it be fair to say that, you know, high schools, call them what you will, high schools, colleges, they all amount to the same thing? You want free education, okay, which is absolutely bang on, it's so true. Should they all be offering exactly the same thing, or just say, for instance, all schools, colleges, offering the same thing? And we've got the perfect person to talk to in a minute, because you are actually leaving your school tomorrow to further your education. Age 12, you're going to go to another school which you can go and learn what you want to learn, which, let's be honest, it's not mainstream stuff, is it? Because you're going to... I mean, music is mainstream, but you want to focus on classical music. Is that right?
I'm going to chip in and say I was slightly wrong, because I like all of my ranges of music, but it's based in the classical period, so like 20th century, Baroque. So in a way, you're right, but you've got like the 1960s brass bands, which I particularly like.
Right, okay, so when you go to the new school that you're going to go to in London, and congratulations on getting into it.
Thanks.
They don't just say, oh, come on in. You had to apply, and you had to pass some grades, some tests.
Auditions, yeah.
Auditions and so on. So what are you going to be learning when you go to this school?
Well, because of the government, you have to learn the usual curriculum, like the core subjects, music, maths, English, but ideally, they want to give you more music tuition. For instance, I get 3 hours of music tuition for free.
Okay.
Absolutely free.
So how would that music tuition differ to the music tuition you would get at Medina?
Medina, I only get 20 minutes a week. At Purcell, I'm getting 3 hours a week.
But how would it differ? Other than length of time?
You get a better quality of... Actually, that's debatable, because I've got a lovely teacher. He's been amazing to me. But they can put more attention on you, because they're teaching less people.
Right, but it's a specialist school.
Yes, it's a specialist school.
So
that
there'll be more emphasis
thing.
On what you want to do.
There's only 180 students.
Okay.
It's a small school.
How many students are in Medina, Mason?
1,000.
Over 1,000, I think.
Over 1,000, yeah. Okay. Is it all agreed on,
like,
over 1,000?
1,100, including the sixth form.
Okay, so how many years are in Medina? Is it you go there when you're 11 and you can stay there until you're 18, is that right?
It's year 7, so it'd be about 11 till 16 in year 11.
Okay.
And then you choose whether you go sixth form or college.
Okay.
Go that way.
So so years ago, it used to be like third year, fourth year, fifth year, and then sixth form. Can you stop banging the desk?
Sorry.
You're going to knock it over in a minute. You see, you're bigger and stronger than you realise. Can you do that? I don't want you to hurt yourself. All right? It's supposed to be a radio studio. It's not a climbing frame, all right?
Sorry.
So it was over and done 5 years. This has got seven years. So there's seven lots of... years worth of students in there, so I would imagine there's a lot going on. And is the teaching, you know, I'm not having to go at Medina, because it'd be the same in all high schools now, or whatever they call themselves, you know, is it slightly watered down? So are you better off going to another school where there's only 180, so there's more emphasis on what you want to do?
Thing is, it's not just 180 for year 5, year 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 and 13. It's 180 with your 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
That's a whole lot.
So it's a whole lot. So I'd probably only be with, like, 20 people in my year.
Okay.
Which is really nice. And you probably, in the core subjects, get a slightly better teaching, considering... thing is, I don't have to pay anything, but what you'd usually, because it's like a private school still, what you'd usually have to pay, you'd have to pay $30,000
yeah,
a year, which is a lot. But we also figured that it's cheaper for me to go to this school than it is for me to have travel for a term to Medina.
Crikey.
And that's up in London. That includes train travel and food and everything.
Wow. That is incredible. That kind of puts it into perspective a little bit, doesn't it? So what would your message be, Jack? What would your message be to those people that make a difference, those people that can change these things? What would you say to them?
Well, I think that the school buses, the payment for that should be in with when you're paying taxes. Like, it should be free, because it's silly.
Well, let's be honest, you know, parents pay tax anyway, and you know, I thought that the education in this country was supposed to be free. Everyone's supposed to get it, and if you've got to pay for it or pay to get there, then that to me defeats the object, and it's slightly unfair. I think you're hampered anyway, but then I think you're hampered in two ways. One, you've got an hour long journey on a bus every day, whereas Mason goes to the same school. And what time do you leave home in the morning?
Well,
how long does it take you to get to school?
Well, from my house, without like waiting and meeting everyone that I walk to school with, about 10 minutes.
So you're 10 minutes away, so you can have a bit of a lay in, whereas you got to get up early because you got to be at school by what time?
Well, I've got to be there for at the latest 9:10.
Okay.
But I usually leave the house at about 8. And I have to get up about 6.
You have to get up about 6. Mason, he looked at you then as if there was some element of sympathy. What time do you have to get up in the morning?
I'm still asleep at mostly 8.
Right, okay. That sort of puts it in perspective as well. That's the point I wanted to make. So you're still on a bus and travelling while he's pushing out the Zeds. You know, is that healthy? You being up so early? Are you being hampered because by the time you get to school, you've already been up for a couple of hours, whereas by the time you get to school, you've been up for an hour? There's a massive difference there. What do you think, Jamie?
I've got to admit, going back to school transport in this and saying that school will probably make profit, they probably don't, considering how much they probably have to pay Southern Vectis just for the buses.
Yeah, but buses should be free. You know, if for youngsters going to school, it should be completely free, shouldn't it?
Considering now the government want to cut Medina's, like, down another $100,000 or something, again, out of their 5.6 million budget, I think it's going to get harder for people who want to catch transport. It's going to get more expensive, probably,
and
cheaper.
Seems to be very, to me, it just seems to be very unfair. And the system ought to change, you know, if you're going to school. But, you know, off the back of that, if we had schools in certain areas, all of the areas where there are lots of, you know, people living, Ventnor, maybe there should be one in Freshwater, proper high school in Freshwater, because if you're in Freshwater, you have the same problem, you have to travel through to Newport. If you had a high school there, you had a high school in Ventnor, you had, you know, if you've still got to have two in Newport because maybe there's more people living, you've got one in Ryde, you've got one elsewhere, they're going to shut the one down in Sandown, let's hope they see sense and don't. But if you've got to travel around, that obviously takes up a lot of time and gives you a few issues, a few problems. But if they were to teach the same, so you had a blanket thing across the, you know, the board when it comes down to high schools, so when you go to your high school that they've just set up in Ventnor, it's the same program, it's the same things that you're going to be doing at Medina, so there's no need for you to go to Medina, you go locally, so it alleviates the problem. Now, I don't know whether that sort of then it becomes very one-dimensional and everybody's doing exactly the same thing, but then you can have your specialist stuff, you know, your specialist schools where maybe you go to London to do that. Maybe there can be some on the island. I've always said that Medina has got a theatre, so maybe Medina ought to be, you know, the arts. You know, at Sandown you've got a very good sports centre there, so maybe if you're sporty minded you go there, but maybe only when you're in, you know your last couple of years at school. I don't know.
Medina is a arts college,
right?
So they get more funding for the arts subjects like music.
But it's just a shame.
Though, because of the government cuts, it's getting less and less. For instance, Carisbrook's a sports college.
It's just a shame that you have to travel all that way to get what you want. And I don't think... I think if we changed it a little bit, we wouldn't have the problems we've got with having to pay for bus service. And then, just say, for instance, that they say to you, well, hang on a minute, Jack, you've got a school there that caters for you and your needs, and you still want to go to Medina. Well, that's fine. You pay for it then. That's the choice. But you've got to have that choice. You've got to be able to be given that choice and say, all those things that you want to do and need to do, that can be done in a school local. Not an hour away. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, we better move on because we've got loads of other subjects to do. Thank you for that, Jack. Great subject. And what was yours?
My subject is based on a pupil's bad behaviour and should the consequence be different than just an hour detention. You could get something useful out of this and do litter picking around the school, for instance. And that would help the environment and help so many other things.
Okay.
Hmm.
And it would probably, solve some issues.
Yeah.
But would it be like giving them such a hard time? Would it be then them being bullied and victimised?
There are students out there who just want to get detention. They want to get isolated. They want to get excluded. I don't know if I've told you, but when it comes to it being excluded, I know a person who got excluded in 3 days, but these 3 days were in the half term. So he went to Fort Park. How is that?
How's that?
Is that a consequence? I don't see that's a consequence.
All right, okay. Totally get that. What do you think, Mason?
Well, I think, like, I agree with Jamie. If that is your name, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't think you'll be staying in touch.
Because, depending on the bad thing that you do, the consequence should be different. So, like, for, like, vandalising, you should, like... I don't know, if you spray paint or something, you have to, like, wash it off for, like, after school or something. I don't
That's
know.
Common sense.
I think they'd have to keep you after school. You'd have to paint the wall. You'd have to wait for it to dry, repaint it, and then go home. Because if you're going to do that, then you might as well just go after it as well.
But that doesn't solve the excluding.
Instead of just having a... detention after school, you can actually make something good out of it.
Yeah, I still don't think that solves, because it solves what the detentions are and how you could just give a solution to that for the cause by getting them to actually do the work to fix it back up, but that doesn't solve the 3 day exclusion. How would we solve that?
Okay, it's a good point, but have you thought about the other side of things? There's always two sides.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in agreement with you and Mason as well. I remembered his name. And, the fact that if you spray paint something, vandalise something, you should be made to put right, okay, what you've put wrong, okay?
Yeah.
But then you've got to take it a little bit further and think, right, okay, why is this child doing that? Why is he doing that? So you've got to come from the other angle as well. Are there problems at home? Because how bad would that be? Is it the punishment is you're going to do that, but there's a reason why he's doing that, but we don't know, and that gets overlooked. And
that's why we have people doing psychology. For instance, we have sometimes you can get specialists to come in and to talk to them and get some information out of them.
Right.
Because we don't know what they're like. The teachers don't know what they're... life is at home. They don't know if it's bad or good.
Absolutely.
They don't get given any information.
I mean, just roll it on 20 years. Just roll these people on 20 years that may have been a bit of a problem. I've heard stories where people re-offend, and they deliberately re-offend because inside they've got things that they, you know, that they've got a roof over their head, they got four square meals a day or three depending on whatever, and so on. And people do that all the time. You know, not everybody, but there are some people that do, because they can't handle the life outside of prison. Now, you quite rightly pointed out, you know, that there are people that will analyse that and do that, but we shouldn't just push it away, because there are people that, you know, there's reasons why they do it. Are they disruptive? Do they do this for a reason? Yes, of course they do. They want attention? Yes. Do they need help? Probably. And, you know, we should never forget that. We should always think there's a reason why they do it, or it's just a case of someone is just in need of some discipline. And once they've had that discipline, i.e. you spray painted something on a wall and you've had to spend 2 hours scrubbing it and your hands are now sore, and now you've had to wait, and now you've gone home and you've missed your tea, or it's all dried up, and now that would be a great lesson, but in some cases that might be a bit too tough, because people have gone kind of soft and they say, oh no, you can't do that, he's a child. But what do we do when we put our hands in the fire when we were babies or near something dangerous? Our mums probably took our little handies and went like that and said no, and you learnt from it. Now, do we do that? Do we have to revert back to that?
So you want to go back to
era
where you had the cane?
No, well, we did have the cane. We did have the cane. And we, you know, there was certain teachers there that had the reputation for loving using the cane. But when I bumped into him 30 odd years later, he assured me that in 22 years of schooling, he only caned, I think it was 18 people, or used the cane 18 times, and three of those kids had it three times. So you're looking at just a handful of people really that needed it, but it was there as a deterrent. Now, I'm not saying we should bring that in, but what I'm saying is we've got to be aware of all people's problems. Everyone's going to be different. You know, you say we're going to drag that kid away and we're going to say, you're right, you're going to scrub that wall. Is it going to work?
Thing is, it could go either way. It could work, and then suddenly it could make it worse, if you know what I mean. When they're thinking, oh, I hate life, they could end up doing bad things to themselves.
Sure.
And others.
All right.
If you know what I mean.
What do you think, Jack? You're quiet on this. What do you think?
Going back to that point where they're saying they do it because they like doing that instead of having it somewhere else. So, like, if they were to commit a crime, they'd go to prison because they get everything free. They get a roof, they get food and all that. It's like that at school as well. You have the detention. People won't do homework, like an hour's worth of homework, because it's a 30-minute detention. And they're like, why would I do a load of work at home when it's, like, easier to just sit there in silence in a detention? But I just generally think they should raise the time that the detention is. It's just
okay. I get your points. I do, but I think there's a reason why. 9 times out of 10, it's just one of those things. A kid is just wanting to damage something, or has just done it because of whatever reason. But is there something a little bit more untoward? Is it just the fact that they're just absolutely bored, and what they teach in schools nowadays is not taxing that particular person, and maybe he needs to go and do a bit of bricklaying, a bit of you know, heavy work, you know, work his fingers to his bone, you know, or work his fingers to the bone. I don't know, but I think every case is different, and what we shouldn't do is just say, right, okay, there's a blanket you have to do if you are naughty.
Yes.
That's what I think. That's why the school should actually fit every pupil's needs. Because some pupils are going to need slightly different things than some others. But some schools don't realise that.
Okay.
And literally just have three quarters of their whole school doing the same curriculum, and there's no change. When some people in that curriculum, out of those three quarters of people, are not suited for what they want, what the school are doing for them.
What we'll do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with part two. And we are talking school uniform, plus a couple of other topics as well. Just to highlight us, what is today's hour all about?
School restrictions.
And we'll be back with school restrictions.
This is Vectis Radio.
Sky Academy helps young people unlock their potential through TV, creativity and sport.
Turning my dream into a reality.
Kickstarting my career.
And helping me build confidence.
Through fantastic mentors and great opportunities.
We're discovering possibilities we never knew existed.
We believe in potential. Search Sky Academy to see how it can help a young person you know.
Island Harbour presents The Breeze Restaurant and Bar. We offer a variety of delicious foods which can be enjoyed inside the recently refurbished restaurant or outside, overlooking the picturesque marina. Start your day well with something from our breakfast menu. Enjoy afternoon tea with a slice of freshly made cake. Or drop by for an evening meal with the family. We offer a range of tasty British classics with a choice of daily specials. Our produce is locally sourced to ensure quality and taste. The Breeze Restaurant and Bar, one of the Solent's best kept secrets. Call us today on 533-388.
As a business, you have a legal responsibility to dispose of your waste in line with current government legislation. Island Environmental Hygiene Limited are an island company specialising in the collection of sanitary, clinical and hazardous waste, working closely with the Environment Agency to ensure your waste is disposed of legally. Our services are tailored to meet your needs. To find out more, visit islandhygiene.com or call 721 943.
Reading Roman Villa, more than just an award-winning museum, the eco-friendly building provides free access to a cafe that has stunning views of the whole of Sandown Bay, acres of free parking and plenty of space for children to play safely in the tranquil setting that's hardly changed since the Romans lived here. Come and try Ben's lunches and Nikki's cakes, all homemade and delicious. The friends of Braiding Roman Villa provide visitors with a free introduction to the villa's history and delight in answering people's questions. Braiding Roman Villa open every day, 10 till 4. Come and treat yourself anytime.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
Okay, and welcome back. Part two. We are talking about school restrictions, and boy, are there some school restrictions. You may have read the story recently about the mini heat wave that we had in Britain and the problems that young lads were having with wanting to not wear a tie, take off their blazer, and in some cases, some of the youngsters actually turned up the following day in school with skirts, just to sort of kind of prove a point. And the next bit is we're talking about uniform. Was that a local story, the skirt thing? Did you do that in Medina?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
No.
Okay, but obviously what you've obviously got an opinion on it, you know, because you brought it up. School uniform, are you for it or against it?
Well, in some cases I'm for it, but I can be against it at some points. It's just the way that they actually have it, the way that they go through with it.
Okay. What are you for?
I'm for the fact that you have to wear a certain uniform so everybody is staying the same, look the same, and they look smart instead of coming in something baggy and just... Because if you look smart, you're going to feel smart, so you're going to do something smart.
Okay.
So do, like, work.
And the against?
Against would be, like, if you've not got a tie, they proper have a go at you, when actually it's not going to make much of a difference. Even if it's like me, I'm not going to misbehave if I don't have a tie. But if I was to go in without a tie, I'd get yelled at.
Right.
Because of the, it's just, they say it's the way it is, the fact that you have to have your uniform on. It's just,
you probably get yelled at more than actually somebody doing something wrong than not having a tie. It's like the story I was just telling you in the break about how that they're at the gates, and if you've got, for instance, dyed hair, if you've dyed your hair over the weekend, they'll send you home. Or you come in and wearing trainers, they'll send you home. If you're not wearing the right clothes, they'll send you home. And then some people won't come back, and I think it's wrong.
So if you have a fight in school now, what's the punishment?
It depends. Like,
So they'll send you home if you've got... The point I'm trying to make here is would they send you home if you're caught having a fight with somebody or hitting somebody? But if you've got an earring in or you've dyed your hair or you're wearing a bit of lipstick or whatever, they send you home. Or if you've got the wrong... if you've got trainers on, they'll send you home.
Mm-hmm. Well, fights, it depends. They kind of keep you in school for the rest of the day so they can talk through it, they can see what happened, they can analyse the whole thing. But if it's like uniform, they can see it straight away, and it's, I don't see why they can't let you off for it, really.
Is this right that certain people will turn up at school and just say, for instance, you said dyed hair, if they've dyed their hair?
I knew somebody who dyed their hair, and literally they came to school and I didn't see many lessons until like the last lesson they decided to come in,
right,
finally, and they were saying about how they went home because
they
had to go home, yeah.
What, and dye their hair back?
Well, she still had a pinky like hair, but they couldn't really do much about that. They're just trying to teach you a lesson, but a very poor lesson, if you know what I mean.
Well, it is, but I mean, you mentioned that if you've got trainers, you've got the wrong trainers, or you haven't got, because you mentioned that the uniform is polishable shoes, black shoes,
yeah.
And if you're not wearing those, you're wearing trainers. And if you're not wearing those, if you're not wearing the polishable trainers, you turn up in trainers, you get sent home. Is that right?
Well, it can depend. Sometimes you'll have to get a note, and teachers will get annoyed if you don't have the note, and it's just.
But it really depends. Well, because I know some people walk in with trainers, and then suddenly they've actually got the black polishable shoes in their bag, so they just change them. But I know so many people have got away with doing notes. There's just some really unlucky people. Thing is, it's actually the people who are wearing trainers most times are the people who actually got the notes. Though it's the people who suddenly come on education with trainers are the people that get sent home. So it's actually the good people getting sent home.
Right.
So and the bad people actually staying in school.
So what's you're leaving tomorrow, so it's not going to affect you.
It's not affecting me.
You're going to a new school.
Yep.
Okay. And I know that they haven't got a school uniform, but they have got something as such. So are you for school uniform or against it?
I don't really mind, to be honest.
Right.
So I've never had an opinion whether you have it or not.
Okay. So would it be better to have one then, if you don't mind?
Thing is, well, they want the best from you and think that it's important that you all have your colour and your own personality.
Yeah,
definitely. I think that's why they wear mufti in a way. And school uniform, that stops people from getting bullied. For instance, that's the thing with the advantage with school uniform, because some people get bullied for clothes they'll be wearing.
Yeah. Okay, that kind of makes sense as well. So, so with that in mind, it would probably be best to have some kind of school uniform.
In a way, yeah.
Would you change the school uniform at all? You know, just say, for instance, you know, if we said, okay, you've got to have black polished shoes and black trousers, not jeans, and a white or a blue shirt, and you don't need to wear a tie, would that be acceptable? Or do you need to go a little bit further and say, no, we do need to have, a blazer with a badge on it and so on?
Well, I do think they need, like, a logo on, because if it's, like, a school trip, it's representing the school. If someone's walking by the school, you're representing you as a school, and it's just... Yeah, it's smarter as well. It's...
Okay. You're going to... Purcell?
Yeah, that's it. But they've got a strict, like, mufti. Thing is, all schools that include mufti, they're more strict. You can't have, like, crop tops. That thing is, if they just said it's full-on mufti, then there will be people coming with crop tops and or stuff that people make fun of. So that's why if they keep it a strict mufti, you're not making fun of, and then and then people don't have to actually get annoyed by the uniform, because you still get to wear what you want, but it's just more strict.
Would it be fair to say this is quite a difficult one, isn't it? Because whatever you do, you know, it can lead to problems.
Yeah.
So would it be better to just sort of say, okay, leave it in place, but let's have a little bit more common sense when it is warm? I mean, I'll be honest. When I go back to my years at McDonald's, I was going to say Medina High School, is in the summer months, girls were allowed not to wear ties. Okay, they could wear shirts. Button shirts in the winter time, and they could wear a blouse in the summertime, one with that didn't need a tie. Okay, which I'm guessing would be, you know, cooler, I guess. And lads were allowed to take off their blazers within certain months. So just say, for instance, split into three terms. The third term you come back for the warmest time, you didn't have to wear your blazer. Okay, but you had to wear your blazer to school, but then when you were there, you could take it off. So you could, you know, walk around lesson to lesson, but when you got to lesson, you didn't need to ask permission to take it off and hang it on the back of your chair. Okay, you didn't have to do that. Which I think, if we applied that same kind of common sense, what we were hearing about, whether it was nationally, whether it was locally, I can't remember, but there were youngsters that were really, really hot. They were really angered by the fact that they would ask if they could take their blazers off, or common sense, can we remove our ties because it's a really, really hot day. Bearing in mind, we had exceptionally hot weather about sort of 4 or 5 weeks ago, and kids were doing their exams as well. And you're thinking, you're not allowing a youngster to take his blazer off when it's incredibly hot. We had some students in that week as well, on that particular week, that weren't doing exams, but they were telling us what was actually going on at school. And the youngsters were really, really unhappy because, you know, you've got to ask to take off your blazer and loosen your tie. And then in some instances, because for whatever reason, teacher got out the wrong side of the bed, we don't know, they say, no, you can't. And you think, it's really, really hot. Do all teachers wear ties?
No, not all of them. Some of them will come in just... It depends. They won't come in, like, incredibly muffy. Smart, but they won't come in, like, completely just mufty.
Do you think that's right? How do you feel about that? I don't want to put words in your head, so I'd much rather you tell me. I know what I'm thinking.
I think a teacher needs to wear something that's like a shirt, trousers, and like something that looks smart, but it's not over the top. It's like like top button undone and some black trousers. Like,
you're wearing a tie. Do you think your teacher should wear a tie?
No.
You don't? Okay. That's fine. That's your opinion. I respect that. What about you?
I think that when it comes to if your pupils have a strict uniform, then I think the teachers should have a strict clothing as well. Mason? So I think that's fair and equal.
Mason?
Can I just, like, say... I don't know whether it's just me, but, like, all the male teachers, aren't they all, like, wearing, like, smart clothes? Well, of what I've seen, and they've, like, all been wearing smart clothes, and then all these, like, female teachers, they're all wearing, like, these really thin clothes.
That's because they're wearing something like a dress, and a dress is... reasonably smart, depending on how it is. If it's, like, a... just one colour dress, as long as it's not brightly coloured, black or white, possibly grey, it's a smart within a range, isn't it? If it's got like some kind of design on, possibly smart.
Okay, there's a difference of opinion here of what and how your teachers actually, how they dress. Okay, because Mason's saying that they're really smart, the men, smart. Yeah. Well, but you've kind of mentioned that they do come in and it's kind of mufti, but what? Is it smart? Do they wear training shoes? Do you look at their shoes?
No, but it's either women high heels or something flat, or and then the men something reasonably smart.
What's the reason to be smart? I mean, do they wear jeans? Do they wear trousers?
I don't tend to see people with jeans.
Do they wear collared shirts? Do they wear a tie? Shirts, yeah.
Can I just like say?
Yes, you
my
can.
My tutor wears sandals.
Who's the tutor?
Miss Murray.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
See, again, I would say
she comes in mufti.
I would say to what's your teacher's name with the sandals?
Miss Murray.
Miss Murray, I would say, look, Miss Murray.
Dubbed in.
Are they, on a health and safety aspect?
Yeah, because she occasionally, like, I mean, in winter, she comes in with, like, these really thick jumpers, and, like, these really thick trousers, and then in summer, she's, like, wearing sandals and, like, shorts and really thin tops.
Right.
I've noticed that lots of maths teachers, specifically, are quite, laid back when it comes to clothing. And
I think it's because it's that area, that maths department area, they've got no aircon, so it's understandable down there.
Yeah, but if they give a course in teaching, then I don't see what matters what they wear. If they teach us properly, then it should be fine.
So, there should be an element of fairness taught in schools. Mm. And the first thing I was going to say to that is, you're saying that's a maths department, the air conditioning is not very good, so they're allowed to get away with whatever they want to wear.
Yeah, they've literally got the windows.
Are
it.
You?
If you ask, you can have your blazer on the back of your chair, unless they're proper.
But you've got to ask. They don't ask.
To me, it kind of like feels. Like, if I ask to take my blazer off, it depends what teacher I have.
Mm. Oh, see, that's awful.
Because, like, some teachers are, like, really strict, and they just, like, go, like, no, you have to wait, and she doesn't. Because I don't know if you guys find it, but you know Miss Driscoll?
Yeah.
She doesn't, like, well, especially with my class, she doesn't let us take our blazers off till the last, like, 5-10 minutes of the lesson.
Right, okay.
I've got to admit, there are teachers who will...
Shame on you, Mr. School.
There will be some teachers which will literally say, every start of the lesson, you may take your blazers off, and then no one has to ask again.
That's
which
brilliant.
I think is quite sensible.
So if you want to take them off, you take them off. You don't have to ask.
Back to Miss Driscoll, though. Like, thinking about it, if it's still the last 5-10 minutes, it means you could be... If it's keeping you smart and keeping you focused, it could be... keeping a learning atmosphere till about the 5-10 minutes where you're packing up, and then it will be all right.
See, that's a different approach on it.
I personally can't learn when I'm like sweating hot.
Yeah, because if you're feeling comfortable, you can learn.
Yeah,
which is what some teachers don't really see. They see it as if you're smartly dressed,
because
you've got the right
mindset.
They're
comfortable, whatever, because they basically get to wear what they want.
Sure.
As in the sandals.
As in sandals. We're getting back to that. There's health and safety issue there. You've got all these fire doors, and surely you shouldn't be
wearing
sandals.
And I know she comes and she lives in Cowes. I don't know if she drives with sandals.
Let's not give too much detail away. What was next on the list? I think we're 50-50 on the...
Homework.
Right, okay. We're 50-50 on the uniform. Mm. I think there's fours and against. Mm.
It really
evens
depends,
itself out.
Yeah.
But we want some more common sense. That's what you want. More common sense. Don't have to ask to take off your jacket.
Mm. Yeah, they should say at the start that if they're letting you to take the blazers off, they should say at the start that you can take your blazers off.
Okay, that's
I think
be
that's
a given.
Sensible and common sense.
That should be a given. Okay, go on.
Right, let's start with the homework bit. I'm going to start with my opinion. I hate homework, okay? I really don't think why. Is there actually a person who invented homework?
I've actually researched this before. It used to be used as a punishment for not doing well in school. And they ended up bringing it in as a good idea to help students learning and things like that. But over all of that, I'm still against it, because with me, I spend an hour travelling to school, I get to school, spend 6 hours 20 minutes at school, drive back home again, have tea. By the time that I've got that done, it's just I've had no spare time out that day, and I've had pretty much just my whole day just in a learning atmosphere, and I just want to be able to relax.
I know I don't take a bus, but like, if I do like any reading, writing on that on a bus, I get really travel sick. So you can't really even do it on a bus.
But yeah, it's just like, so you, it's when you end up getting a bus and all that, you end up not having enough time, because especially as I get in tea, and then it's pretty much like, it's like 6 o'clock by then, and you just want something to do on your own.
For homework or against it?
I'm against.
Against it.
Against.
And I'm kind of, I'm in agreement with you. If you spent X amount of hours at school, then just say, for instance, if you worked at Morrison's, McDonald's, or in a factory, and you work from, 8 until 4:30, and you chose to do overtime, you get something for it, that's fine. But when you get home, you're not expected to work, take your work home with you, are you?
Yeah.
And I think that's the mentality that maybe we should be having more of. But there is that chance where, because I know Jamie's going to disagree with this, because we've already had this kind of half this discussion. Like I said there, if you want to do homework, that's a choice. So that means if you want to earn more money, that's a choice. So that means if you want to do better at your exams and so on, that's a choice that you make.
It's like revising. It should be a revision option instead of have to do it, else you get a detention. You're getting punished for something that you're doing outside of school, which is just not right.
I mean, I'm for like teachers giving you like revision for like if you've got an exam.
Yeah.
I'm for like teachers going, go home and practice this, but I'm against like all the other stuff.
Okay, all right. Jamie, I know you've got something to say on this.
Yeah, they're actually starting to pull me in when it comes to against, because when it comes to because you have homework and the learning atmosphere, well, with the homework I get given, there's not much of a learning atmosphere. So that's what I think is wrong with the Medina's homework, because I will do homework and I will go for homework only if it actually has a goal for what you're going to achieve, not like just homework just set for homework. It's got to have a learning atmosphere. Lots of homework doesn't, and therefore you get people who are against it.
Okay, Mason, what would you say to that?
I don't really know, to be honest. I don't know.
Jack?
It's like, if you're having homework and it's like you don't have the actual need to do it, it's just, it's wasting time. If it's like a sheet that you're filling out of the things that you've went over that day, it's like, it's not as much as important if you're going to do it in the next lesson as well. It's like, it's just, yeah. If it's revising and you know you're going to go over it and you're going to know it after, it's, you're there, you're knowing, you're going to actually get something else of it. If it's like, yeah, I had it in my head for a second.
All right, well, we may get a chance to come back to that. We've got about a minute left. If there was anything that you could say to schools that are running things, if they're, I'm going to come to all of you, just be very brief. If there was one thing that you could get them to change, what would it be? Jamie?
Consequences.
So
detentions.
If you were naughty,
more worth it, yeah.
Yeah, so they fit the crime.
Yeah.
Okay, punishment that fit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, Mason.
My mind's gone blank now. I was literally just about to say something.
Uniform?
No. give me a sec. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jack?
Well, I'd have transport to be free, because we've literally almost had us move house just to be able to afford it.
Okay. Has it come to you yet, Mason?
Yeah. No, it's... Wait, no, yeah. Basically, I think teachers are just thinking about themselves, really. Like, and they don't think. I know they say that. Well, some of my teachers say we come first, but really, all they're thinking about is them.
Right. Okay, well, good luck back at school tomorrow.
Last day.
6 weeks of escape.
Yeah, it's going to be a short holiday for you, young man, when you go back. Thank you, all three of you. Jamie, thanks for being a great company this week. We really enjoyed your company on the show and the input as well. Mason, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, here we go again.
And
last time.
Jack. Is it 2 o'clock yet?
Thanks.
And Jack, thank you. Goodbye, no. Mason.